like you said, people's biggest obstacle, right? They're like, they could get all the information they want, they could get all the mentorship they want, but if they have that obstacle between getting between them and taking action, then my answer would be, you know, get rid of your doubt. And then on top of getting rid of your doubt, strengthen your resolve. Like, know what your why is, right? Your why is what drives you. And if you have a strong enough why, I mean, you're going to get it done.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
What's up, guys? In this episode, I talked to my friend Roy Taylor, who's an entrepreneur, digital marketer, and he's also built an app called Millionaire Mentorship, where he teaches people the success mindsets and the way that people think to help them become millionaires. And so for you guys, you know, if you guys are having mind blocks or trouble, you know, visualizing or seeing yourself as successful, this app will help you to get past those limiting beliefs, which is really a big reason why a lot of people can't get to see themselves as successful. They have this mind block, this barrier, and a lot of the battle is mental. And so, yeah, you guys can check that out. It's called Millionaire Mentorship on the App Store, or you can ask Roy for the app, Roy Taylor on Instagram. And also, if you guys are interested in learning about a way to grow to 10K followers from 0 to 10K, I'm doing a webinar this Saturday teaching people how to grow from 0 to 10K. So you guys can check that out. The link will be in my bio at ray.on, or you can also DM me or send me a message to learn more about that. Awesome. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll see you guys next episode.
What's up, Roy? Thanks for hopping on the podcast. And this is Roy Taylor. For those of you guys who don't know, he's a 26-year-old entrepreneur, and he's actually made money from cryptocurrency and also from, I believe it was social media as well, though, a little bit, right? And also some other industries.
Yeah, building software, e-commerce, cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and you were born in Israel, but you know, you lived most of your life in, you know, America. Now you're in Miami and working on building an app called Millionaire Mentor. And basically your goal is to impact 100,000 entrepreneurs' lives and have them basically just learn the mindsets of what it takes to be a millionaire, but more than that, be successful in life and business and just in every area. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so I just want to welcome you onto the podcast. You're really young and just...
Thank you.
Give the audience a little background of kind of how you got into entrepreneurship and what you're doing today.
Sure. I mean, I grew up in California and I went to school at UCSB. That's University of California, Santa Barbara. And it was crazy. I had an amazing experience, but it was a huge party school. And, you know, I was so broke. You know, my parents, I grew up with a great background and my parents gave me everything. But when I went to college, they really cut me off and said, Roy, we want you to learn how to take care of yourself. And so I did, and I was broke throughout college, paid for it myself. But my senior year, I started a software company, started building different products and services, and eventually, you know, built my first seven-figure business online. And that was really, you know, the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey at, you know, 21, 22. And then I went on and started focusing on, you know, building different brands, investing in different, you know, cryptocurrencies, investing in myself, especially considering I didn't have to have a job going out of college. And that landed me here where I am today in Miami. And I build apps. And like you said, I have an app called Millionaire Mentorship, and it's basically an app for personal development. I just try to compress all of the most amazing videos that helped shape me and my personal growth over the last few years into one app. So, you know, other people can do the same and, you know, save a lot of time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you're really young, you're 26 and you've achieved so many things. It's, I think it takes a certain type of mindset to be that kind of hustler and be that kind of entrepreneur, like what would you say helped you get that drive? You know, do you think people are born with it? Do you think it's something that is kind of, you know, taught? Or
I think there's a few aspects to it, but I think the most important thing is that my parents showed me it was possible. I think that having somebody to look up to or a stand, someone who can set a standard for you, hopefully early in life, but it doesn't always have to be early in life. That enables you to start to think bigger, you know? And that thinking bigger is really just a seed, and depending on what your life's calling is and the opportunities and things that are brought into your life, you know, you can go different ways. But I think it's mostly just being exposed to some sort of success or some image of success. And then that makes you, some people want to chase it, some people don't. But, and then the other thing would be that, you know, you need, like, you would call it a mentor, or you need someone that tells you, you know, I believe in you and you're a champion. And when someone tells you that you're a champion, all of a sudden it gives you this feeling, this energy, this backup that someone believes in you. And then therefore you can be that. And then you just start to take action on that. And I've been lucky. I've had a couple of really amazing mentors who have, you know, shaped my life over the last 5 years and just helped me realize I can do big things and impact a lot of people if I set my mind to it. So
that's awesome. I think that's huge mentorship, because growing up, I don't know if you had a lot of role models, but you know, a lot of people, they don't have many role models. Maybe some of them is just like the social media, you know, role models.
Celebrities.
What was that?
Celebrities, stuff like that.
Yeah, but even celebrities, it's kind of like, hey, like, they seem so far off, and it's just like,
right,
be that, you know. So I think it's so true. It's like your self-belief and your belief in yourself. But I think so many people lack that because they either haven't been exposed to that or have been in proximity with people who are very successful. What would you say to those people? Would you say, hey, just go to different meetup groups, go to different, you know, expose, like surround yourself with different people? Like, what would you advise?
I think that there's nothing better than finding somebody who has what you want, you know? And there's a saying like, you know, find someone who has what you want and do what they do, say what they say, you'll get what they got, right? And then that generally actually holds pretty true, you know? So you can study someone from far away. You can join different, you know, networks and different groups. But, you know, all that is only a precursor to like actually finding someone who believes in you. Like finding someone and personally connecting with them and having them teach you, you know, real tools to, you know, generating wealth, happiness, health.
Yeah, yeah. So where would people go to find that though if they don't have anyone like that in their life currently?
Well, you know, I mean, man, with iPhones and the technology that we have, there really is no excuse for anybody anymore to go find somebody like that. I mean, all the people are on YouTube, on social media, at least that second degree information is there so that you can start to learn. I mean, even, you know, Millionaire Mentorship isn't the first mentorship app, you know, or personal development app. You know, the information is out there. And it's accessible to everybody, but you know, you just need to find someone, maybe in a network, maybe through a network, maybe by reaching out to someone, maybe by joining an organization or a company, and maybe it could be your boss, right? And maybe tell your boss, hey, look, I want to level up. I really want to take things to the next level. I want more responsibilities. And that might lead you to a mentor. So you know, you can find it. You can find that person anywhere. I think the most important thing to do is just to start looking, right? Just initiate that feeling, that idea, start manifesting that person to come into your life by thinking about, hey, I want someone like this to come into my life, you know?
I think the hardest thing is to start, because I think a lot of the battle is mental, right? A lot of the battle is in the mind. Sure. I mean, I'm sure you know that's why you started Millionaire Mentorship, right? Because it's a lot in the mind. And I think I want to talk about fear, because I think fear causes a lot of people to lose hope and to lose their dreams and to lose confidence. And it's just so interesting how like a simple emotion like fear of failure, a fear of what people think, a fear of putting yourself out there, you know, that fear can really ruin a lot of lives. And so what does it do to overcome fear when you kind of feel that, you know? Because everyone, I feel like people look at people like yourself and they're like, hey, this guy could do it, but I can't. You know what I mean? So they're like, this guy was able to do it, but I don't know about me. And I think even for myself, it's like I've interviewed all these people, but at the same time, I still have fear. You know, it's not like I don't have that fear. You know?
So, yeah. Well, I think that everybody has fear. It's a natural human thing. And it, honestly, it doesn't matter how poorly you do or how well you do, you're still always going to have fear, right? Now, what you can try to do is get rid of doubt. That's really a more important subconscious layer to fear, right? Because you only fear things that are unknown. You only fear things that you feel like you can't control, right? So once you take out the doubt, right, and take that out of the equation and no longer doubt that you can do something, that you do deserve something, then I think that you'll start to align with that energy of success and the energy of moving forward and just getting it done, and the fear will dissipate, right? So the most important thing is just to strengthen your resolve, right, and to eliminate your doubt, and that's actually going to drive you towards, you know, your towards taking action, which is essentially, like you said, people's biggest obstacle, right? They're like, they could get all the information they want, they could get all the mentorship they want, but if they have that obstacle between them and taking action, then my answer would be, you know, get rid of your doubt, and then on top of getting rid of your doubt, strengthen your resolve. Like, know what your why is, right? Your why is what drives you. And if you have a strong enough why, I mean, you're going to get it done, you know? And oftentimes people, you know, they go through life, they come up with a new plan, a new goal, and then, you know, they don't have enough of a why that keeps them going every single day. Like, it's not like they have to take care of somebody, you know, or they have their child that they have to feed, or they need to show people that they were right, that they could be successful. Like you have to have something that drives you so freaking hard to win that there's just no option not to do the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what would you say is your why and that keeps you going?
You know, I don't like to call it a chip on my shoulder, but I've always felt like I was special. You know, maybe my dad put that in me, maybe my mom put that in me. You know, I just felt like I could do great things. And growing up, you know, I've had many different whys. I've changed different companies. I've built different visions and different brands. So I'm very flexible. But, you know, so far what I realized is that nothing will fulfill you more than helping other people. You know, everybody loves, you know, shiny new toys and cars and houses. Everybody loves a big stack of cash. Everybody loves like all this materialistic stuff. But then when you actually get most of it, you know, you don't really feel that good. And it comes with all these other side effects and negative consequences of having a lot of money or things. And after having those things and having all that money, one thing that I realized is, you know, what makes me feel better is just a simple act of helping somebody or getting messages like, hey, you changed my life, or hey, you helped me realize something, or hey, you got me out of the wrong relationship, right? And even like certain times when I've done something for a homeless person, you know, it just feels so good. Or when I've donated to charity, like it just feels so good that you're doing something for other people, so that I align my energy and my reason for doing what I'm doing with that, you know, and it fuels me every day. You know, it keeps me working every single day when I don't have to work. It keeps me creative and always coming up with new ideas, how I can, you know, take people's lives to the next level, benefit them a little more. So, you know, I think that that's really important.
Where did you get a lot of your beliefs from, your mindset and beliefs from?
I would say the OG personal development guys are the best source of, you know, learning a new belief. You know, the problem with so many people is that we're programmed from a very young age, right? Like, you know what a TV program is, right? Like, we're literally, like, you can consider the human brain a, like a matrix for different programs, right? A library for different TV programs. And from the time that you're a kid, you're literally learning and being indoctrinated into a set of beliefs and set of theories, set of ideas, right? A set culture, set norms. And one of the biggest problems is that, you know, 99% of people are indoctrinated into this system of failure. Right? Like, you know, you go through school, they don't teach you how to be successful at all. They don't teach you any of the things that you actually need to know for living a successful life. They just teach you a bunch of random facts, right? And so, you know, these personal development guys like Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Earl Nightingale, Tony Robbins even, Bob Proctor. I mean, these guys, spanning back years, decades, a century, have been preaching incredible thoughts that are very revolutionary. So if there's one book that I could recommend, it would be Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top. So See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar, that is an incredible book. And that book can shape your life.
What are some of the key points from that book that changed your life?
Well, the most important thing that he shows is this illustration over and over again in the book of a man, you know, and he's showing the two ways that you can look at life. You know, there's an elevator, right? And it's called the elevator to success. And then there's a stairway. And at the top, there's a door that says success, right? And on the elevator, it says, you know, out of order, right? There is no elevator to success. There is no shortcut to success, right? And on the stairs, each stair is this part of your life that you have to understand what a good, correct, strong belief is. And so basically throughout the book, he goes and talks about each stair, each step that you take towards reaching success. By the end, he just ties it so well together. Honestly, go read the book. It's life-changing.
Awesome. And when did you read that book?
I read it about 3 years ago.
3 years ago? Oh, nice.
So I was 23 years old.
23.
Yeah.
So amazing how, like, into self-development you are and self-growth. You know, I think that's a huge trend right now. And that's awesome because, like you said, like, school isn't what taught me how to build a podcast. School isn't what taught me how to build millions of followers on Instagram. You know, school didn't teach me anything but just follow the rules, you know, follow the system. And it doesn't teach you to think outside the box, right? And that's, and you look at millionaires and billionaires and, like, none of them were taught that, you know, except through personal experience and maybe mentors and stuff. So,
yeah.
So I just think it's really awesome that, you know, you're very young and also really into that, heavy into that mindset space. Cause I think it's the mindset, right, that separates people. It's the mindset that can take someone who is living on welfare to becoming multimillionaire, like Randall Pitch, you know, TC of Live Fit, and someone who could take, you know, someone who's broken and, you know, raped and abused, like Oprah, to becoming a top talk show host, right? Her show. And so
forget a talk show host. She's the owner of the whole network.
Yeah, she owns. Yeah, I don't even know what she owns now, but she's pretty up there. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, personal development is the most important aspect towards your personal growth. I mean, literally every video about personal development can help you. You know, that's one of the biggest problems right now with social media and the way that our generation is consuming content. I mean, we consume a whole bunch of crap, you know. And although, yeah, there is a growing podcast movement, and yeah, there are videos on YouTube and videos on Instagram, and there are like some online gurus and mentors. The problem is that most of the time is spent, you know, scrolling on Instagram, scrolling on YouTube, scrolling on Facebook, you know, doing a bunch of random, you know, Tumblr or Twitter and all these different platforms that none of them are focused on actually getting you somewhere, giving you information, giving you value. It's just kind of like a drain on your life if you think about it. And I've made millions of dollars on social media, so I'm not really like a hater, like an online hater. That's where I made all my money. But, you know, the problem is that we're so distracted. And so none of us really have a good platform, have a good space to go and, you know, learn personal development, learn the basics, build that foundation for success. And that's why so, you know, many of us never get to hit six figures. Hit seven figures. 99.99999% of people never hit eight figures, and that's not even the upper echelon. You know, eight figures is nothing. $10 million, that's nothing. That's like a drop in the bucket, right?
if you're a billionaire.
No, I mean if
but
I mean,
that's, just, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you can go.
No, I was just saying. You know, it's only it's a drop in the bucket when you talk about. You know, even regular businessmen, they have $10 million. You know, you're not special with $10 million, right? Yeah, it's so hard for 99.9% of people to even imagine having $10 million, right?
Yeah, I think, it's a lot. That is a lot of money. $10 million can do a lot.
But well, that's just your perception.
True. It's relative. Everything's relative, though, right? Like,
And is money real? Is money a real thing?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, let's say I gave you a $1 bill, right?
Yeah.
And let's say I gave you a $100 bill, right? What's the difference between them?
One is 100x the other in terms of the value.
No, not really.
But you mean like physically?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a piece of paper.
Okay.
It's, we all give it value because.
So we give it value.
Yeah, we give it value.
But is the value necessarily like a real thing? I mean, how is money created, by the way?
Oh man, the rabbit hole.
it's just printed.
Yeah, exactly. The Fed.
It's just printed. I mean, when you go to the bank and you get a loan, they just type in ones and they give you $1 million. They just type in 100000 and click enter, and the money's now in your account. It's not like they had to print up that fresh money, right? Yeah. Now everything is digital. So, it's the fractal banking reserve system, right? So when you think about it, you know, money is not even a real thing. It's just value that you provide to people. It's just, you know, it's a service that you can provide to people. It's value. Someone might value just their life. What if you saved someone's life and they're like, oh my God, you saved my life, and they're a billionaire. They might give you $10 million, you know? So value is very, you know, it based on your perception of it. And so that's probably one of the main things. The reason why I kind of went down this road is like, that's one of the main things. Like, people believe that that's so much money that it's so far out of their box that they'll never attain it. You know what I mean? What you need to start doing, you need to start saying, you know, $10 million isn't a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you know,
it's nothing.
And then once you start thinking, oh, $10 million isn't actually that much, then some ideas will start to match that vibration, that energy. And you say, oh, wait, oh my gosh, I just thought of an idea that's worth $10 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the hard part would be how do you selling something that could get you there to that $10 million mark, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think information products are really good right now because online products, there's no overhead. And I think oil is at an all-time low. It's like negative now, but information is just going up. So I think information will go up in value.
You ever heard data is the new oil money?
Yeah, something, a little bit, yeah.
it's very true, you know?
Yeah.
You know, data is so important. The more information you have on people, on customers, on trends, on information, it's worth a lot of money. It's actually worth so much money. There's companies that buy up data, like trillions of gigabytes of data, and they're just saving it. They don't even know what to do with it yet. They don't even have an algorithm to decode it, but they're just saving the data right now just because they know later on it will be worth a lot, you know?
You could sell people's information, right?
And so much more. You can predict people's trends. You can predict what people like, what people want to do, what they're going to do.
Yeah. It's pretty, that's kind of scary. I mean, even now, you know, there's like, I heard like if you say something, like say you said toilet paper or something, and then you look through Facebook or Instagram and you see an ad for toilet paper, you know? So it's kind of like.
Literally yesterday, I was talking with my girlfriend about Wingstop randomly. We were saying we were craving Wingstop, and on her Instagram, a Wingstop ad just came up. We're like, what the hell? Yeah, I mean, but it happens all the time. Sometimes you don't even notice it.
So, like, that's like saying everything is being tracked, everything is listening, or everything is.
That's not new.
Yeah, but it's kind of like. People don't know how much information they're giving out. There's I think it's called like Truth Finder or whatever, or like something finder. And then basically you could see all the information about that person from like publicly accessible data. And you could, do they have felonies? Do they have, you know, what's their misdemeanors? Who are they connected to, right? And so you could pretty much know who their neighbor is just from that site. Because I pay $15 for the month and then it pretty much gives me information on like who their neighbors are, who's really close to them. So that's pretty scary because I like say someone wants.
All the information is accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
And how to use it is the question. You know, how to use it ethically as well. That's really important as well, right? Because companies have a responsibility to be ethical. Now we all know that that's not the case. That a lot of companies are not ethical about how they use that data. But, you know, that's the big question, right? It's not bad to have data. It's gonna naturally happen. It's going to naturally aggregate. But how are we going to use it, you know?
Yeah. How are we going to use the data for good or for bad?
But you know, again, going back to, you know, why so many people are lacking the success and lacking the ability to hit points like that, man, whether we're talking about $1 million or $10 million or $100 million, you know, the main problem is that the data, that the value to get there isn't there, which is what I tried to tackle with this new app. And I think that by making it easier to access, you know, we could influence a whole generation of entrepreneurs.
For sure. I think our generation is also the age of entrepreneurship, you know, especially with people like Gary Vee, you know, Ty Lopez, just everyone putting out information out there so people can learn and stuff. And young millennials are realizing, hey, there's so much opportunity now on the internet. Like, I got to learn. And that's kind of, I'm sure that's why you got onto online and stuff too. But, you know, it's not easy, right? Like some people like go into drop shipping and that's kind of dying out now. I don't know if it's dying out, but I just know it's pretty saturated now. But what is your vision? Like you said, you want to help 100,000 entrepreneurs. Like what, in what way are you trying to help them?
Well, look, you know, I don't want to push any one opportunity, any one magic solution to making money. I just don't think that that's reasonable. You know, I think the way that I can contribute to people is by giving them, just helping them build the foundation, helping them build the right mental conditions, right? The right belief to go and pursue whatever it is that they want to pursue. And I'm hoping that later on we'll be able to introduce, you know, and vet out and look for different opportunities that actually make sense, that, you know, people can go and look into. You know, I think that would be a great thing that a lot of people are going to want. But I personally don't like to endorse any one thing. You know, I know real estate is great. I know, you know, getting good at credit is great. I know that, you know, there's some good opportunities in drop shipping and Amazon, building SaaS companies and software is great. Building apps is great. And there's a whole, you know, multitude of different opportunities and options. You just have to find something that you're actually passionate about. You know, one thing I'll tell you that I always tell people is, like, you know, find out what you love to do and then go make money doing it, if that makes sense. Don't try to make money and then go do what you love to do.
Can you, like, say that one more time?
Yeah, well, find out what you love to do and then figure out how to make money doing that. Mm. Right? Because if you're just, like, chasing money, like, you'll never be actually motivated enough to reach any high level, you know, of achievement. You know, that's why so many people just, you know, get to a level that they're comfortable with, that they believe they deserve, and they just settle there, right? Whether it's 2,000 a month, whether it's 4,000 a month, whether it's 8,000 a month, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, a million, 10 million, 50 million, 100 million a month. I mean, there's people on all ranges of that scale. So find out what you love to do and then figure out how to make money doing it. And it's not hard now.
Yeah, but I think people now, they're kind of like, hey, like, say, hey, I love playing music, or hey, I love interviews.
So there's plenty of ways to make money doing music.
Yeah, but the hard part is to stand out and actually make money.
I agree. Being a creative person is more difficult than just having a straight business or a service, right? But yeah. It's something that you love to do. And, you know, another thing is, if you're going to be a creative person, one thing that I always say is be creative, but also on the side, build a business that's related to it. So let's say you're a musician. Well, find out what are services that all musicians need, right? And then go and do that. It's still, you know, in your lane. You can still make money doing it and still be on the same frequency as music, right? Like, I used to be a music producer when I was in college, right? And make music. I've worked with lots of major label artists and minor label artists. And, you know, to support myself doing it, I actually started that, the first software company I was telling you about my senior year. And that was a marketing service for musicians, for rappers, for singers, for producers. And it helped them grow their social media, right? And grow their marketing. And that was earning me so much money. I realized, oh, I don't even really want to be a producer. You know, I don't even want to make music. I like, you know, marketing more. I like building software more, you know? So I did something that I loved. I learned how to make money doing it. And if I loved it enough, I would have just kept doing that. You know, I would have been able to support making music. But name off something else that people, you know, would love to do, but think it might be hard.
Like making YouTube videos, you know, it takes a certain consistency and time before you get big enough to monetize. And I think, you know, it's okay. Easy to grow.
So, I mean, you want to make YouTube videos. That's great. I know it depends on where you live to find something that will make you some good money, but you know, since we're talking about something in the online space, how about you find out a service that other YouTubers need, right? I mean, what is money, right? Money is value.
It's just value. Right? Mm-hmm.
It's just value. You're just providing. Money will always come to you from the hands of somebody else. So you just got to give that person value. You know, I have a really easy method for a lot of people to get to, you know, $10,000 a month, right? And, you know, I have a type of brain that I like to, you know, reverse engineer stuff. So I'll take a look at a goal and I'll say, okay, how do I break this down, right, into smaller bits? And so 10,000 is just 100 people paying $100 per month. That's it. When you think about it like that, it doesn't really seem like that big of a workload, you know?
That's true.
100 people paying $100 a month and you're making $10,000 per month.
Yeah.
Right? So how can you help 100 YouTubers pay you, do something for them so they pay you $100 per month, right?
Yeah.
And if you're in real estate, how do you help 10 real estate agents or 10 real estate brokers or 10 real estate this or that pay you $100 a month for something, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever you're into, music, find out how to market people. Find out it was something that all musicians need, you know? Art, you like to be an artist and a painter, find out what, you know, your fellow artists need and figure out how you can provide value to them. And just break down whatever your goal is, you know?
Wow. How do you break down your goals?
Well, my goals aren't monetary anymore. You know, I'm not really looking towards making a lot of money. I've gotten to the point where I've got enough money now to just sit on it and focus on, for me, impact. And I think that if I can help 100,000 entrepreneurs, right, change their mindsets, change their paradigms, give them the information they need to reach, you know, higher level of success, they're going to look back and say, wow, Roy really helped me. And now that I'm successful, let me do business with Roy. So I think I'm just planting seeds, letting other people grow. And then all that business is going to come back to me and help me achieve my dreams by default, right?
Yeah, you just help people. Yeah. You told me on the call, you're like, the longer you don't get paid, the more you will get paid because you're just providing so much value. It's almost the principle of the universe. Like Jim Rohn, someone said, they said, he who is not being paid for what he's worth will soon be paid more than what he's worth, or something like that.
It's like the law of sowing and reaping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you have to sow the plants of success, the plants of money, right? The seeds of money. And then you have to take care of those seeds and let them grow into a full harvest. And then you reap, you know, when you plant seeds, what do you get? Do you get more seeds back? No, you get food, right? So it's the same concept, except with people, right? You just have to sow those seeds of opportunity, sow those seeds of helping people make money, get healthy, become happier, and they will return that energy, that positive love, that that trust, you know, back with you.
Yeah,
right?
as you keep helping and giving back. Yeah, I guess this one I want to talk about, like, the survival mindset. Because I think if people are in survival mode, it doesn't matter if you're making six figures or seven figures, it's like, it's never going to be enough, right? And so, you know, some people might be living off, you know, $2,000 a month, but that's enough for them and they're not in a scarcity mindset. I think
they settle, they're cool with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think mainly it has to do with like peace of mind, peace of heart. Because if you're just always in a never-ending cycle of more and more and more, it's like, it's good, but you're never content, truly, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I think people who chase money will never be content, you know? I think maybe they might be trying to prove something to other people, that might be a psychological reason why they're doing it. But you know, once you have like a couple $1 million, I mean, yeah, you could really want to chase more and more, but if you've got the right, I think if you've got residuals set up in your life, then you don't really have to continue to chase money forever. You know, it's kind of like, you know, money just enables you to go live your life. Now it just depends on what type of lifestyle you want, right? Are you just want a nice condo or a nice house? You want a nice car? That's not that hard to attain, you know. But if you want, you know, your own yacht, right, or a mega yacht, or your own jet, or if you want to, you know, have multiple houses on different continents, you know, there's a different lifestyle. So, you know, the actual most important thing is, you know, what do you believe you deserve, right? That's one of the main things. You know, if you believe you deserve a nice house and a nice car, then you'll get a nice house and a nice car. But if you believe you deserve a mega yacht and a Lambo, you know, I'm just throwing those out there. I don't really think those are the most important things in life, but then you can go and get those, right? Because you believe you deserve them. You know?
But what would make someone believe that they deserve it?
Programming. You have to program that into yourself, into your subconscious.
Is that like, it's because I'm better than you that I deserve it? Or is it because, like, no, I'm worth a lot? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, you are worth a lot. I think all human beings are worth a lot. You know? Every single person
deserves it. Even a homeless person?
What's different from a homeless person than me and you or the king of Spain?
I guess the position.
Nothing.
I mean, dude, that's all, at the end of the day.
That's all. The only difference is the mindset, you know? Yeah. There's nothing physically different about me, you, homeless person, someone in Africa, someone here, someone in South America, someone, it doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, we're all dust. You know, we're going to become dust when we die again. So we are all the same.
But we are all biologically worth the same. Yeah. But what you believe, your beliefs manifest into actual wealth, you know, into material things. And that's what enables some people to be worth billions of dollars and other people to be beggars and worth nothing. Right.
Do you think like people like Bill Gates thought or Mark Zuckerberg, they thought I deserve to be a billionaire? Or do you think it just kind of like they just created something so innovative and helpful that they just without knowing just even, you know what I mean?
I don't know if they.
I don't think they plan to be billionaires.
I don't think they plan to be. In fact, I was watching this Mark Zuckerberg interview and he was saying how like when he was in college and like when they were just like building this like the first version of Facebook that they were actually talking within their team and saying, you know, because they had just initially built it for their school, right, a network for the school and then for a few other schools, and they were talking about, hey, you know, something like this, someone's gonna build it. You know, someone's going to build this and it's going to be like all over the world. They never thought that it would be them. I also watched an interview with Bill Gates from when he was really young. And, you know, he was just so busy building the company and so busy hiring new people. I don't think these guys thought that they deserved to be billionaires. I just think they were driven by a really big goal, a really big dream, a vision of what their product could be, and they didn't sell out. Essentially, that's what happened, you know?
I'm sure they got offered to be bought out, right? So
Yahoo offered to buy Facebook for $1 billion.
Wow.
They turned it down.
Dang. That's crazy. Why do you think certain people want more with their life and certain people don't?
I think like I told you earlier in the call, you know, a lot of people don't have that type of example that's set for them, right? Yeah. Like if your parents are, you know, poor, you know, they don't have, they were never showed that that you could get something bigger. Then what happens? You know, you never get inspired. You never get taught, you know, even by your own parents, that you can have something more. You know, my parents are multimillionaires, and that helped me growing up, seeing them have that. I was like, wow, I can do it too. You know, if they could have it, I can have it. And I think that's why wealth passes more on to more wealth, you know? And it's usually because the parents are teaching their kids about how to make money, you know, how to stay wealthy, how to control businesses. You know what I mean? While poor parents aren't doing that. I mean, that's kind of the basis, but you know, of the book, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right?
Yeah.
So I think 90% of who you are as an adult really balances on what you were taught as a kid.
90%?
That might be a little exaggerated, but it's definitely very, very high up there.
Yeah.
So even into adulthood, we have tendencies, beliefs about ourselves, trauma, all these things that happened when we were kids that most people wouldn't even recognize. You know, the reason why I say it's 90% is because probably most of it is subconscious.
Yeah. You know? I mean, your first 7 years of life, those are your most formative. And then you don't even know sometimes why you do what you do until you do some deep inner work and emotional intelligence workshops and stuff like that.
You know, let's talk about like why aren't some people successful, right? Because we've talked about a couple of these different things. You've asked me a couple questions about them, right? You know, fear and how do you find your why and how do you – what drives you and what information do you need? But why don't so many people succeed? And I think that you really hit the nail on the head with what you just said. You know, sometimes people need to step back from, if you're watching this right now, maybe you need to take a step back from your life, right? And kind of think, okay, wait, before I get success, whatever your definition of success is, before I attain wealth, right? Do I maybe need to rethink or reevaluate my history? Maybe I've got some deep traumatic issues. Maybe I've got some beliefs that are actually holding me from being successful, from being wealthy. Because, you know, being successful and wealthy, I'll break it down for you. Being successful isn't that hard. You know, your definition of success can be in wealth. It can be in health. It can be in love and it can be in relationships, right? And maybe achievements, right? Which kind of correlate to all the other ones. So that's just success. And success isn't like a destination. Success is a feeling. It's feeling like you're worthy. It's feeling like you're blessed. It's feeling like you're out there accomplishing your goals. That's all success is. It's not like a place. It's not like a certain amount in your bank account, right? So that's success. That's really not that hard to attain. It's more just so like a feeling, right? And what was the other thing that I was saying? There's a success and what was the other one I mentioned?
Success and wealth.
And yeah, I mean, success and wealth. Okay. Wealth. Wealth is not that hard to make, you know, making money isn't really, the concept of making money isn't that difficult. You basically just need for 99% of people, they just need to stop spending their money on liabilities and start investing their money into assets, start investing their money into things that create cash flow for them, residuals, right? Residual income. And then once you have that, once you build up a few assets that bring you money in every month, you're wealthy, you know, you're living well above your own means by the time that you just have a few sources of residual income. So success isn't that hard and wealth isn't that hard. You know, the hard thing is that usually we are so engulfed in the process of making money or being successful that we forget to take a step back and say, hey, if you're frustrated that you're not there, maybe you need to take that step back and say, okay, what's missing here? Is it some sort of beliefs that I have that are blocking me from feeling like I deserve it or I can get it or I have too much doubt, right? Or is it, some trauma that you had in your past? You know, your parents used to always tell you, you know, money is the root of all evil and money doesn't grow on trees and all these sort of things, right? So re-examine yourself.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, the key to your own, success is inside you.
Yeah. Key to your own success is inside you. Hmm. For everyone. You're saying that's for everyone.
Yeah, that's a universal concept.
I think some people don't believe that. Some people don't believe that it's inside of them.
Well, it's been proven that your life isn't external and then internal. It's internal then external, right? Your beliefs create your reality, right?
Yeah.
So it is, trust me. Even if you don't believe it, then you know what? Actually, it's just like what we're talking about. They have some sort of belief that's blocking them because trust me, your success is internal.
Yeah. No, it is. And I think it comes
100%. That shouldn't even be disputed,
Yeah. It's everything external is a manifestation.
It's a reflection
of what's internal. What's inside, yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome. And where can people find you? Where can people follow you and keep in touch with you?
I think the best place to keep in touch with me is Instagram. That's where I'm most active. So if you guys want to follow me, that's my Instagram, at Roy Taylor. And I also have a Facebook. Just look me up at Roy Taylor. If you're an entrepreneur, you want, access to the information that, going to bridge the gap between you and making $1 million, you and being a successful person, you and being the person that you want to be, a more developed person, then send me a DM. Let me know that you're interested in Millionaire Mentorship, and I will, see if you fit into our community and give you access. So thank you so much for having me on your call.
Yeah, of course. And before we ended, if you could go back in time and kind of tell your younger self a piece of advice, maybe something.
I would give myself Millionaire Mentorship.
Yeah, like maybe 15-year-old Roy, 15, 16-year-old Roy. They're like, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know where I should go, what I should do. They just feel kind of lost in life. What would you tell them?
I would tell myself, my 15-year-old self, just do what you love to do and shred every piece of doubt inside you. Because doubt is the thing that will hold you back the most.
Shred every doubt inside you.
Yeah, man, doubt is no good. The longer you hold doubts, the longer you're going to, not take the fullest action that you should take.
Yeah.
With the type of excitement that you should approach everything that you do in life.
True. Is there a tool that people can use to do that? That you help people do that?
Affirmations. Affirmations are great. Yeah, just doing daily affirmations every day, every night. That will start to hijack your subconsciousness and put into your mind, hey, I am successful. I am worthy. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm loved. I'm all these different things. And then your actions will start to align with those.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, thank you so much, Roy, for
sharing. No problem, man.
Yeah, we'll keep in touch. Interesting.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for everyone who watches us.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Hope you enjoyed that interview with Roy. And like he said in this interview, key to success is within you. You got to believe that and find that out. And really just develop yourself so that you can be able to have that kind of mindset that can lead you to success. If you don't have that, definitely check out the app Millionaire Mentorship by Roy Taylor. It's on Instagram. And you can also check out me on Instagram at ray.on and send me a message if you have any questions. And like I said, this Saturday, we're going to be doing a webinar teaching you guys on just what to do to go from 0 to 10K. If you guys are interested in that, send me a DM and we'll send you the link for that so you can check that out. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview with Roy. Please leave a review if this has helped you. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Thank you.